Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Leah is on a phone line, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Brookfield Zoo. Hi, Leah. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, good morning, John. Thanks for having me. I'm Leah Rippey.
Rippey, that's kind of what I thought. Leah, welcome to the show. We were just talking about Lincoln Park. You're in Brookfield, the zoo there. What's going on with Brookfield Zoo?
So we are getting ready to open to our members July 1 through 7. We will be requiring a timed ticket before you come. So no longer can you just show up and enjoy your day. We want to make sure you log onto our website and secure that timed ticket.
I could do that.
Additionally,
now. Yeah, go ahead. Keep talking.
Yeah, no. You were talking about face masks, and we also are requiring face coverings to come into the park. That's for guests ages 2 and over. But if you're able to social distance, which you absolutely can within our 216 acres here, just please make sure you're practicing your social distancing. And as long as there's more than 6 feet between you and another guest, you can go ahead and slip that mask down.
Got it. So for members the first week and then the general public thereafter?
That's correct.
You'll still, but Lincoln Park is a free zoo. Brookfield, you do pay to get in, correct?
You do pay for entry, yes. So if you're not a member, you know, the membership covers itself in just 2 visits, and there's so much to see and do, you're just going to want to secure that membership. We have a brand new Dinos Everywhere exhibit, so in addition to our animals that you'll be able to see in their outdoor habitats, you can come and see over 40 life-size animatronic dinosaurs all throughout the park.
Yeah, I've seen them. We've done our show from there, in fact. It's a great zoo. It's a great exhibit. Will you have food and beverages available at the zoo?
We will. We have our food and beverage kiosks available. We are a cashless park, so we want to remind you to please bring your cards for payments. And if you want to feed our goats, you certainly can. It does require 50 cents, so bring those 2 quarters with you because, unfortunately, we're not able to provide change. Our indoor buildings will be closed. But like I said, there's so many great things to do outside and see the animals in their outdoor habitats, over 216 acres. So it's a great day for a walk in the park.
Okay. July 1st is right there. Today's June 29th. So July 1st through the 7th, members. And if you become a member, that covers 2 visits. I mean, shoot, might as well be a member. And then after the 7th, everybody can go to Brookfield Zoo. Bring your masks. Bring your masks. You'll have to have them to get in, but you can take them off if you socially distance as you walk about. Okay, Leah, all good news. Stay in touch, and we're anxious to get back out there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, John. Hope to see you soon.
You betcha. Leah Rippey in Brookfield.